This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I was noticing as I looked at the delegate list that we have a great deal of experience sitting around this room in terms particularly of disability, in terms of autism, in terms of service provision. We have coordinators in disability, we have occupational therapists, we have psychologists, clinicians, transition advisors, employment support workers. We have people from schools, universities, National Health Trusts, councils, and then we have full teams from the NAS Research Autism and the National Transition Support Team. So if you were looking down from a helicopter, I think you would be forgiven for being confused. On the one hand, we have this room full of experts with warm hearts dedicated to what you're all doing, we're all doing. And yet, on the other hand, one needs to face up to the fact, and I think Joe Powell, who will be speaking later, will be confirming that the system has not worked. It has totally failed him. And I think many others will be expressing that. So one of the messages I would like to put across right at the outset is that this is not a day of defending the status quo. We need to really try and understand, why is the system failing, particularly in relation to transition, successful transition into education, into employment, into independent living? What does success look like? What is best practice? And how do we get there? That is what this conference is about. It is a successor conference to one that was held a year ago. The National Audit Office was asked to do a full study on autism provision for adults. They reported to the Public Accounts Committee, who were quite shocked that the service provision was not doing what it ought to do for people on the autistic spectrum. And obviously, one of the major concerns was this transition from school, which is why this conference is about transition. And I'd just like to refresh your minds of some of the key findings of the National Audit Office. Just a few of them. One was the huge lack of knowledge of the numbers in local authority areas. 80% of the local authorities did not have the numbers of people in their local authorities who were affected. The other, which surprised me, was how many remained unidentified in adult life. GPs estimated this huge number, 120,000 a year, passing through their practices undiagnosed. That is a huge figure. The third, the poor evidence base on what are the effective models for intervention, for support. Fourthly, the lack of transition planning in schools and the lack of subsequent support, which meant that people were not achieving their academic and employment potential. I hope that's not me. And they were continuing years of dependency, and some of us are pretty familiar with that problem. And all of this was at a huge cost. We're talking about the Knapp report. Professor Knapp talked about a number of 28 billion. It doesn't matter whether it's 26 or 30. It's a big number. So it was actually against this background, but some years earlier, that Research Autism, where I come from, came into being. It was after years of fervent pleading, I think, from the membership of the NAS, from the families and so on, saying there had to be research, and I was asked to set this up, but very rapidly a whole group of people came into being in making it happen, which confirmed the urgent need. The urgent need to have proper evidence-based research in what is currently going on in terms of intervention support, to give families, to give professionals, providers, people like yourself, proper guidance in what works, what doesn't work. And also to look at the areas where there was total lack of provision. We focus on three specific areas. First is identification, and I've referred to that. What is actually going on? Second is intervention, and a lot of that is at the child level, sleep, bullying, and so on. What can we do about that? And third, and by no means least, is inclusion. Despite the highest abstract principles, we in society tend to favour people we like and understand. And because we don't understand, we exclude. And I think this is a huge problem. We have got to bring this wonderful community into the fold, and all of us are part of that process. So I'd just like to, in setting the scene, invite you to have, and presenters as well, very open minds, open discussion. A great man in my mind, Abraham Lincoln, once said, "He has a right to criticize who has a heart to help." Now, I can see there's many warm hearts out there who are helping and want to help, but I do hope we will have open minds and we will really get something out of today, and we really find out how do we improve for the services we perform, particularly in transition.